You're listening to SBS News.
With Christmas now past and the new year approaching, the mood in the community is one of nervous anticipation. At one Western Sydney pharmacy, thousands of rapid antigen tests are disappearing off the shelves as soon as they are delivered. Chemist manager Lachlan Menahos from Wetherill Park told SBS News that demand has been very high.
So we've completely run out of test kits, and as you can see, a lot of our common cough and cold products are also sold out. Here you'd normally see a lot of products used for sore throats, and people are buying them. So people are also purchasing a lot of vitamins at the moment, vitamin C, anything to boost the immunity. A lot of dry cough liquids are also selling out very quickly.
The push to use rapid tests is gaining pace as PCR testing sites are overwhelmed. People are being forced to wait for hours on foot or in their cars, or to simply drive away without ever getting to the testing window. That's been the case for Joe, who told SBS News about his experience.
I just like to keep one at home, just in case. Been to a few get-togethers and that over Christmas and unfortunately you start hearing, you know, cases popping up and family that have said, oh, by the way, I might be a close contact. So it's just, you know, it's good to have. We just finished lining up at Fairfield Hospital. We were there at 8:30 in the morning, and we just got out of there at 3 p.m. So we've been lined up there for six. So that was crazy. They said 3 to 4 days. That's why the rapid test would have been good to do at home, save 6 hours.
PCR swabs are often referred to as the gold standard for testing, but according to the British Medical Journal, rapid tests are still very effective. The Australian Medical Association's Vice President, Dr. Chris Moy, says the main issue now is the process is taking far too long.
PCR testing is for a non-COVID environment where you can't afford a miss because you want to stop every single case and stop any outbreaks at all. Rapid antigen testing are using the convenience and trying to make sure that people who are infectious know it before they go and spread it around. So the game has changed completely, and now, unfortunately, PCR testing is becoming far less useful because of the fact that it's taking too long to get a test and too long to get the results now. So it's becoming very, very problematic in terms of its usefulness.
Dr. Moy says the federal government is also missing a national set of guidelines for when people should do a rapid test.
You know, the AMA has approached the government previously to talk to them about the fact that we needed, first up, access to these rapid antigen tests at some stage when we transition into this phase, but we also need policies about when to use them. And at the moment, we have neither. We have no access and we have no policies. And so this is a real problem at the moment when we've got an overburdened PCR testing system.
With a clear need and demand for rapid antigen testing, the state and federal governments are meeting to decide how to best make it happen. Queensland Health Minister Yvette Diaz says her state is keen to get the settings right.
We are currently looking at whether we can move to the rapid antigen tests from the 1st of January. But we've also got to make sure there's adequate supply, because to say you don't need to line up for a PCR test in New South Wales or Victoria, for example, and then people find they can't get access to a RAT test, that's not going to fix the problem. So we need to make sure that there's supply.
After a disastrous attempt in 2020 by the federal government to source the at-home kits, when it tried to buy 500,000 tests from a Brisbane company that came under investigation, the Commonwealth now says the states are in charge of supply. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison.
So where a RAT test would now be required, rather than a PCR test, state governments, as always, responsible for securing those RAT tests, providing them to people directly, and we will share the costs of those 50-50 with the state government.
The opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, says all these moves are coming too late.
It is absolutely extraordinary that the federal government are not providing any support for the purchasing of rapid antigen tests. It is easier to get a ticket to the AFL Grand Final than it is to get a test in some parts of Australia.
Meanwhile, as communities wait to hear what National Cabinet decides, pharmacies like the one Lachlan Menahos runs continue to be inundated.
It's been quite chaotic, especially over that Christmas period. We've obviously it's good to see a lot of people are doing the right thing and trying to test and isolate at home, but we've had calls and emails and people physically coming in store, and they're running around everywhere trying to get some at the moment.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.